Andy Hodges of Hog Country Online joins us. Andy, good afternoon. How are you?
Well, doing fine, guys. Just hanging out up here looking for any white smoke coming out of the Broyles Athletic Center.
And it's not out there yet, huh?
No, they haven't done it yet.
That mean there's a new pope, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's nothing. It's been strangely quiet from everybody today. I mean, at least for me. Have you guys heard anything?
There's a calm before the storm, I'll tell you that. I think they're close.
Andy, well, I haven't heard anything.
I have been told now for a week that they were planning to have the press conference to announce it on Tuesday, which would be tomorrow. I have heard nothing to dispute that since then. And I feel certain the people that told me this would have clued me in if something was amiss, because they have before. So I think all signs point to Chris Peterson being the new Razorback coach unless something falls apart, which, you know, I tell the story all the time about coaches getting ready for the press conference and backing out at the last minute. And, of course, Arkansas in 2007 saw the situation with Dana Altman, so you're reluctant to say anything's a done deal until it's done. But this one looks pretty close, guys.
Andy, Chris is having a press conference today in Boise in regards to their bowl game, which they are slated to play in the Las Vegas Bowl against Washington on December the 22nd, a team in Washington that they open the season with next year. And I know that some Boise people were not happy about that bowl selection because of the fact that they open with Washington next year. Do you think that he gets bombarded with questions about his future at this press conference like he did about this time last week?
I don't see any way around it at this point in time. It's interesting that to this point he hasn't really given any credibility to any of the rumors. He also hasn't disproved them. You know, I mean, he came out with that vague statement that 99.9% of the time these things are just rumors. Well, you know, that sounds like coach speak for just tap dancing around the entire issue, which is basically what he did and what gets done in these things. Now, having said all that, I don't think that this deal is 100% done until they parade him out at the press conference. And when coaches say that, I think they're telling the truth. It's not a 100% done deal. I have seen these things come down to the wire and a coach be set to go and turn around and back out. And that's nothing new. In 1970, Bear Bryant was approached by Joe Robbie of the Miami Dolphins to take over the Miami Dolphins. At 5 o'clock in the afternoon, Coach Bryant stuck his head in the office of John David Crow, who was working for them, and told him he was going to head to Miami in the morning and start cleaning house down there. Bryant met him at the office the next morning before he could leave and said, "Never mind, I changed my mind." So, you don't know until the thing is done.
Andy, let's switch gears to basketball. Arkansas and Syracuse. Syracuse moves up in the poll to number 5 after coming into Bud Walton 6. A rare non-conference game on the road for the Syracuse Orange and Jim Boeheim. They defeat Arkansas by 9. What did you take away from the game?
I took away that Arkansas still got some improvement to do, but I think they measured up well with one of the top teams in the country when you can stay within single digits of them. Now, that game was a double-digit game for a lot of it, and you can just look at Syracuse and see how much longer they are and how good those guys shoot the ball. And I think that's probably, in my humble opinion, not being a real basketball guru, you have to be able to shoot the ball, because they only count points for scoring, I believe. And no matter how athletic you are, if you're not putting the ball in the hole, it doesn't matter. Syracuse knows how to put the ball in the hole and get points. And I think it showed Mike Anderson and his staff some areas they've got to improve on. And I feel confident that they'll improve upon them. But I think this is a team that can be very, very competitive in the SEC this year.
Yeah, it showed me that we have two great players on our team in Marshawn Powell and B.J. Young that whoever we play, they can play against anybody. They're just as talented. And it gives me a lot of confidence going forward. I know we had them at home, but anytime a player goes 9 for 13 from the three-point line and you're able to keep it close like we were able to, that shows me a lot there, because that game, very easily, we could have got beat by 25 with a guy doing that. But I think that's just – we have to take some positives out of that, even though we allowed the guy to take 13 non-dribble threes. That means he has his feet set and he's just catching and shooting, so we got to get better there. But anytime a guy does that and you're able to keep it as close as we were, I think you got to have a lot of confidence in this team.
Yeah, and the thing that I like about this team is its athleticism, is the fact that they appear to be coachable. The thing that I don't like is their inability at times to score, and they're just not that good at shooting the basketball. And Matt, from your own experience in basketball, you don't have to be athletic to be a scorer.
You're exactly right, and that's the thing. We only have two good players on the team. And when I say good, I mean that can play with anybody, and Marshawn Powell and B.J. Young. And I would like to see Hunter Mickelson get some more minutes where he could spread the floor, because I believe he is one of the best shooters on the team.
Well, everything that I've been told about Hunter is he is a really solid shooter. He's very good at shooting the basketball. And, you know, guys, I don't think we're the only ones asking the question, you know, why is Hunter Mickelson not getting any minutes? And Mike Anderson sort of, you know, downplayed the question every time that it comes up. And but for whatever reason, I don't think he's getting it. And the other one that just simply does not shoot the ball is Ky Madden. And Ky is a very, very good shooter. And I'm surprised that Ky's not shooting the ball more than he is.
Andy, James Sutherland, 35 points. I mean, did someone miss him on the scouting report? What happened?
Well, Mike Anderson talked about him before, you know, in the press conference a couple of days before the game. I just don't think they had an answer for him. I think Syracuse came in with a good game plan. I think Sutherland is far and away the best shooter that they have faced this year. And the first time you face a shooter, it's hard to really understand that when those guys get zeroed in, they can sit there and they're going to get their point no matter what you do defensively, unless you just literally cover him up like a blanket. And I don't know that Arkansas had anybody that was able to do that without freeing somebody else up.
Yeah, I mean, he's 6'8", but he's a long 6'8", and you mentioned that earlier about the whole Syracuse team. They are bigger, longer. You know, everybody but probably Brandon Trish, you know, they're just a long, and he is a very long 6'8". And going through with a scouting report, you'll get a scouting report on every player that's going to play more than 5 minutes. You'll know his strengths, weaknesses, what he likes to do. And so it's hard to believe that, you know, that wasn't out there and saying, look, this guy wants to spot up and shoot threes. He's a senior. You know, we needed to make him put the ball on the floor a little bit. But, you know, lesson learned. Hopefully they learn that and get better.
Well, I think we saw the difference. And to really just put, you know, kind of the punctuation point on it, we saw how far this Arkansas team has got to improve to get to a top-10 level team, because Syracuse is a solid top-10 level team, and Arkansas's got a way to go to catch them.
Arkansas and Oklahoma, Andy, tomorrow night, another nationally televised game. Talk about the Sooners as they come into Bud Walton Arena.
Well, I'm not as up on Oklahoma. I hadn't looked at the scouting report. I've been tied up all weekend with this coaching search thing. But,
well, I thought you had that figured out.
Man, you know, I don't trust anybody on this stuff. I mean, just because somebody tells me stuff, and I'm always afraid in the back of my mind, are they giving me disinformation? But I think this is a game, according to the people that I've talked to that are familiar with Oklahoma, this is a game that Arkansas, I think, has a much more legitimate chance to get a win in this game, because Oklahoma is not Syracuse. And let's face it, I didn't talk to that many people that seriously, honestly, expected Arkansas to have that big of a shot at beating Syracuse when this game, you know, before the game or anything else. I think this one, though, is different. They have a legitimate shot at beating Oklahoma.
Yeah, I think this is going to show us, again, another test. We're going on the road, so it's going to be like a hostile environment. Oklahoma has good fans. Oh, is this not in? It's not at
it's
Oklahoma.
In Fayetteville.
Okay, I'm wrong then.
Michigan's on the road.
That'd be a good one. Well, saying Oklahoma coming here, I think that I definitely think Arkansas is going to be able to win. I thought we'd be able to win if we were going on the road, but I think this would be a good win for us. They're 6-1 right now, but they hadn't beat. I mean, they hadn't beat anybody, and the only ranked team they played, they got beat by 30.
Yeah, I think every team in the country except in the SWAC only has one or two losses right now. Lex, with the exception of Kentucky.
I was about to say, yeah, Kentucky
turned around and got beat.
And now they're out of the top 25 for the first time since Coach Cal has taken over.
They'll be back. I mean, it's Kentucky.
Do what?
But they'll be back. It's Kentucky.
Yeah. Maybe that just means some of their players will stay there for another year instead of one and done.
Yeah. No one and done.
Start going to class, guys.
I don't even know that that's allowed in Lexington for them to stay longer than 1 year.
Yeah, they're ready to bring in the fresh talent. They don't – 1 year, get out.
And our own Ron Crawford has a story coming out in Hog Country that will be online later this evening that where he ranked the SEC recruiting classes for this year. And right now Kentucky's on top, and it looks like they're going to get the number one player in the country.